you can rent out your home. Maybe you go on a vacation for 2 weeks, and while you're gone, you rent it out to someone. That income will not be taxable. So you can take that income, do what you want with it, and it won't be taxed.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. This is an episode where we get your money working for you. Because remember, it's not what you make, but what you keep. So every Friday, we dive into tips and different strategies on how to get your money working for you, so you can grow that wealth and you can then create the life you want to live. But before I get into today's episode, again, just want to give a shout out to those that are leaving ratings and reviews. I've been saying that I originally had a goal to get to 100 ratings and reviews by the end of the year. But at the end of the year, we took a big jump up and we're already at 54 ratings. So I'm saying 100 by June. So for any of those of you that are listening or getting any value out of this and have not left a rating or review, I would greatly appreciate that. But I'm going to read one real quick. Was left this week by Daniel Waite, 56. Listening to Sean gives me a lot more confidence and optimism in what I do. What I appreciate best about him is his ability to connect with people on a deeper level, which is fantastic. Well, thank you, Daniel. I really appreciate that. And again, if you found value here and you know anyone else who could find value, I would really appreciate you forwarding this over to them. All right. So today's going to be a quick episode. It's just a quick tip that I've recently rediscovered, and you probably have not heard of it. Maybe you have, but you know, I hadn't. And it's something called the Augusta Rule. This is a rule in the tax code that was created in the 1970s because in the town of Augusta, Georgia, if you are familiar with golf, you'll know that's where the Masters Golf Tournament is held every year. Back in the 70s, the people of Augusta, they were renting out their homes to the golfers that were in the tournament, their families, their teams. And obviously, they would collect an income from that. They would rent it out during those weeks. But back then, you would get taxed on that income. So they made a petition. They pledged that this is their primary residence. They're only doing it for a few days, week or two out of the year for this tournament. And so the IRS then instituted the tax code under Section 280A of the Internal Revenue Code, also known as the Augusta Rule. And so what this does, this allows any part, not just people in Augusta, Georgia, but now it allows any citizen in the United States of America to rent out their primary residence up to 14 days per year tax-free. So you can rent out your home. Maybe you go on a vacation for 2 weeks, and while you're gone, you rent it out to someone. That income will not be taxable. So you can take that income, do what you want with it, and won't be taxed. Maybe you live in an area where there's an event like the Masters, and so you decide you want to make a little extra income because the short-term rental rates spike during that time. Well, then you could go stay with a friend, family, or go on a trip and rent it out to them, and up to 14 days, it would be tax-free. And so this is used throughout the country by plenty of people. This is something I didn't know until recently. And the thing is, to qualify, it has to be your primary residence. It can't just be like an investment property or a second, third home, whatever it happens to be. It has to be your primary residence. So you can't do it with secondary homes or vacation homes. And then the expenses related to the rental of these properties are not deductible, right? And then the 14 days. So it can't be above 14 days. It's up to 14 days. Once you over that, then you have to start being taxable. And then in terms of the rate you can charge to rent out the property, it has to be reasonable for that market, right? And that obviously depends on the time. So if it's just any other day, maybe you're renting out for $100 to $150 a night, and that's normal for your market. But maybe there's some big event that comes into town, and that spikes it to $500, $700 a night. As long as you're renting within that time frame and you're reasonable to the market, then that is fine. But you know, if the average market right now is $100, $150, and then you're charging $700, then that's, you know, not acceptable. So those are kind of how you qualify for it. But there's a cool trick to it if you are a business owner. So if you are a business owner, you can actually rent out your own home to your business up to 14 days, say for like you have a board of directors meeting, Maybe it's your annual sales meeting to kick off the year, or just you have a meeting with your executives, whatever it happens to be, kind of like a retreat thing. Maybe you have a house on a lake or what have you, just in a nice setting, and you want to use your house, but it really can just, doesn't matter. You can just use your house, right? Well, up to 14 days. So your business is paying you to use your house up to 14 days for business-related events and meetings. That is tax-free. And business owners are employing this all over the country. So if you are a business owner, I would highly recommend bringing this to your CPA. Obviously, I'm not a CPA, so take this to them, consult with them. But I would highly recommend taking this to them and see if you can employ it every year going forward. So like I said, this was just a quick one. Hope you got some value out of it. Every now and then, it'll be a quick episode like this where it's just a quick tip or trick, strategy to make your money go further and work harder for you. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in as always. And I will catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's a little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.